Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
What you think about those e-scooters? Seems like whenever we talk about these, people are pretty divided about them. Whether you use one and you like them and they work for you as like transportation to and from the L or getting around town, then you're probably in favor of them. If you've ever been sort of cut off by them, worried about them in traffic or see them all over the sidewalks near you or left on the sidewalks where people can trip and stuff, then people don't seem to like them that much. Alderman David Moore is joining us because the city was trying to decide, as I understand, Alderman, and thank you for being with us.
Do you make them
permanent or not? And it sounds like you're not really in favor of doing that just yet.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you used the word just yet, because I think we all support clean alternative transportation. But the part of the pilot program and any pilot program is to make sure that the process is working. And right now, the process isn't working from many different areas. And critical ones for me are, number one, that the scooters are many times just laid and spread out all over and dropped off anywhere, even on people's lawns, in alleys, just anywhere, everywhere, that makes the community look even worse. And then our call volumes go up even higher. We already, as aldermen, are, short-staffed in terms of the people that we have in our office. We only get 3 full-time people, and we're overloaded as it is. And adding that to the equation makes it even more challenging. And so the other part is which is another critical part that many of my colleagues brought up, that has to do with safety. I don't know if you recall that about a year and a half ago, maybe two, that one of our vendors, a tractor vendor cutting grass, hit and killed a little girl. And so one of the things that we have to be careful about from the city standpoint is what is our exposure from a financial liability if someone, gets hit and killed on these things. And that has not been fully vetted and explained to us. So there could be a cost associated from the city end on this. So there are several concerns right now to the community and to the taxpayers.
Are you serious? You're really getting that many calls about these? That people are really just upset with the way they're being, dumped everywhere?
Oh, that call volume was so high during this, especially during this last pilot, because they expanded the pilot. And I'm telling you, I wasn't the only one. Other aldermen were up in arms about it as well. It was huge, and a lot of people were upset because they had come out in the scooters in front of their house on just tied to a pole or just laying on their grass, and it was frustrating for many of them.
Yeah, I hear you. We've seen the stories that make news. I shouldn't laugh because people are taking these scooters on expressways, down Lakeshore Drive, Sheridan Road. They've dumped them all sorts of places. And I don't know percentage-wise how much of the people who are using it that represents. It certainly seems as if when we talk to people like you who are hearing from your community that it is more of a nuisance than others might believe if you're in one of those areas that they don't see a lot of the scooter traffic. But, that's the thing. So where do you go from here, Alderman Moore?
Well, hopefully we've given the feedback to the vendors, and hopefully they take our feedback and try to incorporate some of our ideas or try to come up with some of the best solutions. One that I thought about, if you've been, especially at Aldi's, I don't know if other groceries have it, if somebody leaves their buggy, what happens? You can go back and put that buggy back and get that quarter, right? And
mm-hmm,
so if you can have it where if someone left their scooter and if whoever put it back, they get a credit back on their account or something, that may happen, because I tell you, I wouldn't have to worry about calling 311 or trying to get somebody out here to get these scooters, because to get that free money, people will be looking for scooters to put back.
What a great idea. I thought some of them did have docking stations, that you had to return it to the docking station. Do we not have that here?
No, they did not, to my knowledge, what we call with Divvy docking station. They had more bike racks. So either you could put it on a bike rack or you could just tie it to a city pole. And at one point, There was a couple on several different occasions that were tied to a city pole close to a bus stop pole, and the bus ran over the doggone scooter.
Oh my gosh. So many stories. It does sound like that some kinks need to be worked out. So thanks for calling attention to what you're doing over there. We'll wait and see what happens in terms of these scooters getting the green light. Alderman Moore, thanks for your time this Friday.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.